cabbage.
And you were talking about several of those. You talk about several
heads of cabbage.
And do you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like if someone has five children, to say he had five heads of children?
No.
What if someone had about
head? Four? You talk about head of cattle, but not head of children.
What if someone had about 14 children? You say he really had a
passel.
Okay. What else would you use the word passel about besides children?
Just anything that had a whole bunch.
What if someone had about 1,000 acres of land? You say he had a what of land?
He's got a pretty good acreage.
Do you ever say a right smart of land?
No, I wouldn't say that. I have heard it.
How have you heard people?
Well, meaning a good bit.
They'd call that a...
Yeah. Well, a number of acres would be a right smart, or... Even a number of children would be a right smart of kids, but...
Okay. What different kinds of beans are there?
Green, lima, pinto, red, navy,
To get the lima beans out of the pods, you have to do what to them?
Shell them.
And what else is similar to lima beans? Is there another name for them? Or?
No.
What about butter beans?
Well, I always thought butter beans and lima beans were the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What about green beans? Is there any other name for green beans?
String beans.
What about snap beans?
Well, snap beans aren't really the same thing as string beans.
What's the difference?
Snap beans you cook with potatoes.
Do they look the same?
No. Snap beans are usually a little bigger around. And they aren't quite the same thing as a green string bean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what the difference is, but there is a difference.
Would you consider both snap beans and string beans to be green beans?
Well?
Do you?
I would not use the term interchangeably, no.
Uh-huh. You think of green beans as...
As being the kind you buy off the shelf in the grocery store.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you'd call that?
Field corn.
Okay. Any special name for young corn?
No.
Do you ever hear of roasting ears?
Yes. But, here you've got yellow corn, and you've got white corn, and you've got field corn.
Mm-hmm.
And any of it is good as long as you get it young.
Uh-huh. What about roast?
But roasting ears, I think is a term from... of as being from back east.
Uh-huh.
And something that's ready to eat in the fall. And corn here is ready to eat in the summer. So roasting ears would be maybe the second growth.